Chapter 5, I Roller Skated to Work. One of the fringe benefits of getting hired by Dean Witter was the fact that for the first time in my life, I got to live in a big, fantastic city, i.e. Chicago, and be exposed to so many great and different things that had I stayed in the suburbs, I never would have been exposed to. And one of those things was roller skating. When I wasn't working, I would hang out on Oak Street Beach, which was the place to hang out if you lived downtown Chicago, and there were a bunch of roller skaters down there skating along the lake, looking like they were having one hell of a lot of fun. And I just had to try it. So I bought some skates and ended up getting very proficient at it, and in fact, skating became my passion. And so I skated to the Dean Witter office every single day, weather permitting. My roller skates, in fact, were to become my closest friend in the coming years, and I would end up skating around the world, I guess you could say, including Paris, Singapore, New York, Miami Beach, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Taipei, and Bangkok. Oh, and don't forget that one day in London, Brad, when you skated from the train station where you had just arrived from Berlin to Brown's Hotel and into the lobby to meet Chuck, that unforgettable day back in 1985. You remember Chuck, the gay guy who got me my job back? But that's story later. I've included a few images of me skating down fabulous Michigan Avenue to the Dean Witter office in 1982 or so. Looks like fun, doesn't it? I guarantee you that I was the only one in Chicago skating to work in a Brooks Brothers suit, and I know that because I never once saw anyone else doing it. You have to remember that this was the early 80s, and people weren't roller skating or skateboarding in the streets yet. So when I did it in Chicago, it stood out. And later, when I skated the streets of Singapore, Hong Kong, China, Taipei, and finally Bangkok, I was quite the item, what can I say? One time when I was skating the streets of Bangkok, a guy from the Bangkok Post was going by in a taxi and noticed me skating. And the taxi stopped and pulled over, and he got out and asked me if he could interview me and take some photos. And of course, I said yes. And a few days later, those images ended up on page 3 of the Bangkok Post. Unfortunately, when I was arrested years later in my room in Pattaya for drugs, the police took all my stuff, including my copy of that Bangkok Post newspaper, and I never did get it back. I'm still trying to recover it for the book, but when I called the Bangkok Post to see if I can get that particular newspaper, they need a date, and I haven't been able to figure that out. End of chapter.